Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey, it's Ibra Laura Rosenberg, and we got tickets to the Millennium Tour. The Millennium Tour Turned Up, featuring Bow Wow and Carrie Hilson, and more November 9th at the Hulu Theater. If you want these tickets, let's play Law Never Loses. Get to the phones right now. We need two contestants. 800-223-9797.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much.
97 minutes commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Yo, man, we made it through the storm. Like, literally. It's Thursday. We're on the other end of the stormy week and just the week in general. You know what I mean? Looking at sunshine all day today. You seeing that, Laura Stiles?
I'm so happy.
Yeah, man. Partly cloudy, some more clouds rolling in the evening, but it's not stopping nothing. All weekend, and Saturday's a little chilly. I ain't gonna hold you. Doesn't even get out of the 50s on Saturday. But Sunday and Monday, 60s going all in the next week. We're not looking at any precipitation, they say, until next Thursday. So let's enjoy it, because these last few days of rain. I mean, come on, fam. Come on. Laura, what you cooking on today?
I'm just catching up on everything that's going on in the world, Ebro.
Is there anything interesting? Or is it all annoying and stupid?
It's all annoying and stupid. Oh, my God. Okay. I was like, how do you want me to package this up?
Like, give me a headline. Give me one.
Okay.
Just the headline.
Hold on. I'll give you a headline. The first thing, I open up TMZ. Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend, domestic violence case dismissed. He wouldn't play ball, whatever that means.
What? So wait, the case is dismissed as if she's letting it go?
I guess so. You're asking me for headlines,
All right? Here we go. All right.
Then I am looking for Hailey Bieber joins Gigi Hadid in defending Gabriella Carifa Johnson after Kanye West criticism.
Who's Gabriella Carifa Johnson?
That's the fashion editor that.
Oh, that he started
Kanye
bullying.
Was bullying, yeah, and he.
He met with her. They had dinner. They agreed to disagree, and now it's all good.
I don't know if it's all good, you know? He's still coming at people, and now he's threatening Justin Bieber, because his girl had something to say.
So now he's going, I don't know if Kanye wants it with the Biebs.
I'd love to see the
Beliebers versus Kanye fan. I want to see how that plays out for them, because I don't know if that's going to work out for you, brother.
He started going off again.
What'd you say there, Rosenberg?
I think the Beliebers would be more unified.
I don't know if it's about unification or just sheer, like...
Mass,
yeah. And organization and really a foot to stand on.
The beef we didn't know we needed.
Yo, I want to see the Beliebers. What is Kanye's army called? Does he have
the Yeezy? They're called Trump Republicans. That's what they're called. Oh,
sorry. I don't know what they're called. Mm-hmm. They don't have a name, which makes them dangerous. They don't have an organizing principle.
That's why Biden calls them MAGA Republicans.
Just all of them.
Makes them specify. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Listen. Laura's frustrated with what's available to her in the news. So how about you, Rosenberg? What are you seeing? What are the big headlines for you today?
Well, I was completely checked out yesterday with the Yom Kippur of it.
You was Yom Kippuring it up.
I was yoming it up and, dealing with a hungry fiance and a hungry self. It was nice. It was a nice day. I broke with her family. And, yeah, you know, I had a real moment of gratitude to be like, man, this is nice. I have a family to break Yom Kippur with. This is great. You know, I enjoyed it.
I love that.
It was really nice.
Nice.
And delicious, to be honest with you. And you know, obviously, I wasn't on yesterday, so I missed the Aaron Judge celebration. But that
I mean, we tried to play Michael Kay's call, but of course, Juanito put in some audio that was really basura. And so, yeah, it was anticlimactic.
What, you mean you couldn't really hear Kay?
Yeah, it just was. We took the audio from what we found, and it just wasn't good. But we bigged up Aaron Judge, and I mean, we'll play you the audio. Hey, Griff, we need the audio of Juanito yesterday. I mean, going full throttle on the
Mets
fans.
Mets?
Oh my God, he went.
I don't know what he's doing. Like him and Louie in our group chat, the level of attack that as Yankee fans they're choosing to make right now on the Mets. You guys are really setting yourself up for a huge congrats. I don't get it. Feels like a risk, doesn't it?
It's risky because the Mets have better pitching, so their postseason can be much better because they have defense.
Right?
Versus what the Yankees have.
So, like, it would be one thing if the Mets stunk and, like, you really knew they were going to lose, but, like, it's still reasonable, in spite of what's happened recently, to believe the Mets will have a better playoff run than the Yankees.
Facts.
So, I'd be careful.
So... We'll play that audio coming up. Right now, we have JC and David. Good morning, JC and David.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody's commute? The roads look fantastic this morning, don't they?
Hello.
Hello, JC, you're on. Good. Don't worry.
Yes, I'm. Good morning.
Good morning. JC, who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles? Oh, she's a rookie to this. She's ruining the whole segment. There's listeners listening right now screaming at their radio because JC's listening to her radio and not to her phone.
I'm listening.
It's a whole terrible day.
And got us on speaker.
Okay, there you go. She's a mess.
There you go.
Oh, it's a disaster. Epic
she's
proportions. JC, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
We're going to go with Laura Stiles today.
Yeah. 60 seconds on the clock. Shotty with the questions. Let's play. Laura never loses. Bow Wow tickets, Millennium Tour. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Who brought out Cardi B during?
Ebro. Who brought out Cardi B during?
Three, two, one.
Glorilla.
Incorrect. Who brought out Cardi B during Los Angeles? Stop of his tour.
That would be El Conejo Malo. That's Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Which European structure is the number one tourist attraction? Laura.
I'm going to go with the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. Correct.
Yeah, man. Is that wild, really?
I didn't know. Who wore a White Lives Matter? Who was that? Come on, Pete. Time taken.
That sounded exactly the same.
We don't call ties up here, man. This ain't T.
I'll lean Ebro. I'll say Ebro.
Ebro.
Kanye West.
Kanye West is correct. In the comic strips, who was the owner of the Ebro?
Who's the owner of? I'm gonna go with Charlie Brown.
Incorrect. Oh. In the comic strips, who was the owner of the stuffed tiger named Hobbs?
Calvin. I was going to say Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin.
Yo, I was going to say Calvin and Hobbes.
You should have said it.
Yeah.
Hit me with the play myself.
You played yourself.
I was like, nah, he not going to do a Calvin and Hobbes question. He going to do peanuts or something.
Wow.
The owner of a dog with a dog house and a bird. Damn. JC, you get to see Bow Wow. Your phone is trash. We love you. Hang on. David, your phone was amazing. We love you for calling, too. Well, he sucks, too. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what's happening?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Rihanna finally breaks her silence on the Super Bowl halftime show.
Breaks her silence?
Yeah, she's speaking out, you bro.
Is she, like, not speaking? Usually when somebody breaks their silence, it's like they refuse
right,
to speak.
That is true.
That is dramatic. I don't know if you've noticed, but Rihanna definitely is dodging the press left and right.
I didn't notice that, honestly. Yeah. I thought she was just chilling. But okay, let's get it. Let's get it. It's next on Flashing Lights.
7 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Harlem. Harlem, Harlem, Harlem. Yo, you looking for some new Cameron bars, are you? The guy A-Track and Cameron dropped a collaborative project they've been working on for like 10 years or something. It's kind of, it's called You Wasn't There. It's an album, Cameron, A-Track. We got to get a track on that on the air for y'all. They got Conway the Machine on there. They got Styles P on there. It's a good album, good project. 9 records. You Wasn't There, Cameron, A-Track. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So TMZ caught up with Rihanna while she was grocery shopping in LA. First of all, how does Rihanna look always amazing? When I go to the grocery store, you know, you just be in some sweats getting what you gotta do. She's always like decked out. I'm like, sheesh. Here's a clip.
How do you feel about performing at that Super Bowl halftime show?
I'm nervous.
But I'm excited.
Okay, so who's gonna be that special guest that you are gonna bring on? Could it be ASAP? Maybe? Maybe, okay.
No way.
Wait, no way what? Why are you laughing?
Because she's not bringing Rocky out. Like, what? Right. No way.
That's not happening.
How y'all know?
Ebro.
What if they drop a new song together and it's a big record?
I mean, that's the only way I think it could happen. But even there, I just don't think she would do anything new like that.
The way
that.
Y'all cackling and laughing at this woman's child's father. And, he's just so irrelevant. It's disrespectful. That's all I'm saying.
He's not irrelevant. He stadium status.
Wow.
I mean, I love Rocky, but, you know, let's be clear.
Man, y'all tripping, man.
You know?
Y'all super tripping.
You think she's going to pick him over Paul McCartney?
I don't know if it's an over situation. I don't know if it's an either or. You know, they be having mad guests, bro.
Mad guests? I've usually seen two to three.
Bro, when it was Coldplay. Coldplay brought out Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and something else. When it was Katy Perry, didn't she bring out like Missy Elliott and like it was a bunch of people, fam.
Missy Elliott, okay, yeah, right. I could see, yes.
But
yes.
I'm saying that's like 2-3 people. Rihanna's 2-3 people.
It's just gonna be Hove and Paul McCartney
and Kanye, sure. Maybe.
You think Kanye?
Drake.
Now that's the real question. You think Kanye coming up after the White Lives Matter, playing around with
I
that
by February?
You think he cleans it up by then?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying her
Kanye
choices.
Kanye West, the king of the cleanup.
I'm saying the choices: Kanye, Hove, Drake, ASAP.
I love Rocky. I just don't. I don't think that.
Listen, man, y'all ain't gotta apologize to me.
I don't think that would be her choice.
Just know,
but you know
I just
we
feel
never
it's disrespectful.
Know.
That's all
we
I'm saying.
We never know.
But bless up the whole ASAP mob.
Oh, now clean up on aisle 9.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying though.
That's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 6:59. A high of 73 degrees. Alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Yeah, man. Are you ready? Were you ready? Laura Styles just put us on. Look, Ride or Die is coming up. Also, congratulations. You played yourself. Yo, play that man down for the culture, man. Now, I'm going to tell you what Rihanna's not performing. This record.
Why not? Touchdown.
Touchdown. You think they're going to do a Super Bowl remix?
Yeah, why not?
Yo, if she does this song, then she could definitely bring out ASAP Rocky.
I really don't see her doing this song.
I mean, I could see him coming out and dancing with her.
Rocky dancing.
Like, vibing with her.
Yo, he got a remix with his lady, man.
Didn't, like, when Beyonce used to perform, like, Hov come out, like, just put his arm around her kind of vibe and step off?
I don't know about that. He would come spit something. He had verses on some heat rocks. She might let him do the remix verse on that one song. Cockiness, the ASAP Rocky remix. Fam, y'all some haters, man.
Okay.
Wow, this is crazy.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Then you got to reprint them. Rosenberg's biggest gripe of the day. Go into a restaurant and they give you the QR code to look at the menu. He's like, I need menus back.
Well, I'll tell you why it's stupid. Because number one, it was one of the precautions that for a couple of weeks made sense. Like when people really knew nothing about COVID.
Yeah, like the COVID was on the paper.
Right, right. Like so like for like 2 weeks it made sense. And then after that, I'm like, boy, they already are saying it's not spreading from touch. 3 years later, y'all still just have a QR code?
Well, but see, then they, because here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Napkins, menus, and these things that people spill on and use and overuse.
Cost money.
So now it's just a cost-cutting strategy.
Yep.
Right.
So we're going to bring menus back so you could just sit there and spill your wine
and by the way, I think
drop food on it. The edges get all frayed.
You're falling for the jokes already if you think that's the actual reason.
It's always about money, bro.
It's about money, but you're missing the money.
You're looking in the wrong place.
Menus aren't expensive.
What is it?
They want to be able to change the prices freely without you even noticing.
Oh, I like that. I like that,
too. They just want to be like, oh, it was $17.95 last week. It's $19.95.
Without having to reprint.
Facts. No reprint. Just keep upping the prices.
I'm on to it. You think you're going to win this one?
Listen, I only go to paper menu restaurants. That's it.
Congratulations. You played yourself. So all that big Willie talk, hop up, playing yourself.
Yes, I don't find myself too irritated by it. But the price change thing is fact.
You're zooming it all in on your phone, trying to find the dish. It's not the experience I'm looking for, man. Give me the solid. I'm 43. I'm starting to have, you know, random eye issues. I'm at a dark restaurant. I have to have my whole cell phone light on the menu.
Right. See, they're saving you. They're saving you from that because now you have a well lit up menu on your phone.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I got a congrats going out. Let me ask you guys. The BET Hip Hop Awards Tuesday.
Oh,
Tuesday
hit the
night. What happened?
Why?
Congratulations. You played
yourself.
Whatever
the question's going to be. I think is going to result in that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
it's a segment.
What we do.
Kodak Black is coming at Lotto.
See?
Congratulations. Button. You played yourself.
What do you mean? In his cipher or something?
Well, no. He called her a Frappuccino and said, if you're just going to give it to her because that's a woman, that's fraudulent. I mean, what else did he say? Am I leaving anything out, Laura Stiles?
Pretty much. He's really upset. He thinks that the BET Hip Hop Awards use him and artists like ESTG for ratings.
They used you for... Lotto had a song with Mariah Carey on it.
It was a big song.
That one song of the year.
It's ridiculous.
He's mad that Super Gremlin, which had a great run also, didn't beat out that song. I like Super Gremlin. I could see where he could be upset. But his break... Look, I love Kodak Black and ESTG musically. I like ESTG personally. I don't know if they're using them for ratings, though, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if you're the ratings draw.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
That means they're using them for street ratings. Credibility.
Okay.
Maybe that's the
Is that what he meant?
Maybe that's what he meant.
Cleaning it up for him.
That's what he meant.
All right. But that's not what he said.
He said Frappuccino?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. I'm not going to lie, that's kind of funny.
Lotto.
He went as far as he was posting stats, and he was like, get it,
latte, Lotto, Frappuccino.
Latte, Frappuccino. It's a long play, but...
It's a little bit of a reach. He's kind of... But it's okay.
What else, Laura Stiles?
He put up an article and he's like, at BET, he's like, BET went up 34% this year. All they did was use us, having real gangsters up there like me and ESTG to make it look like they're taping with the community for real.
Street cred. That's what he
Although they knew who to invite, nominate, and have performed, they still haven't really embraced us for real. So he's calling out people.
I'm going to tell y'all something.
It needs to be canceled. That is dumb.
I'm going
to
tell y'all something. If you really want ratings, you know who you cater to? Not the streets. You cater to women.
Right.
Women give you ratings, high engagement, conversation. And if you don't know that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I don't even like the song, Big Energy. I hated on it the whole time.
I know.
Y'all loved it. The woman came up here. I loved the woman. Told her to her face I didn't like the song. She didn't give a damn.
No, she's a great
She won Song of the Year, and everybody mad about it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There's kind of more layers to it, too, because there's also congratulations. You played yourself. You really care about the winners at the BET Hip Hop Awards. Like, the awards are very arbitrary. It's a good time. Like,
well, people vote. There's a voting process.
Listen, I know. I'm in the committee. I get it. People vote, but, like...
You voted for Big Energy. Song of the Year.
Maybe I did. I don't know. I mean, I love Big Energy.
Well, Kodak has something for you.
Congratulations. So, you played yourself.
But the other congrats to Kodak is, bro, let's suppose your song was as big as Lotto's song. You really think the other things you do with your brand make you the kind of guy that a place like BET wants to stand next to?
Well, he performed.
I understand, but like, if they have an opportunity to laud someone, they did a lot by nominating him. That's nice. But like, you'd be surprised. And by the way, I don't mean BET as an organization. The voters, the people voting are regular human beings like me. Okay? They voted. There are things Kodak Black has said throughout the year that just alone, you're like, I'm not voting for this dude. Take some responsibility,
well,
bro.
Well, and then somebody on Twitter, I'm looking for it, I can't find it right now, said, people are going to look back at Lotto winning Song of the Year Stop. Over Kodak Super Gremlin Stop. The same way they look back at Macklemore when beating Kendrick Lamar.
I'm offended by that on all levels.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's a good time. Laura, what you got today?
So, Rosenberg, maybe you can help me understand this, because I feel like this whole thing deserves a button. So these protesters...
Oh, I was going to do this one, too. Let's get together.
Oh, okay, okay. So, you know, there was a Rams versus 49ers game, and they decided to go, you know, the typical run on the field. They're wearing pink shirts, and this guy had a pink smoke bomb.
I will say the pink smoke bomb was a new touch I'd never seen before.
I've never seen the pink smoke bomb before.
Never seen a streaker looking like... a pink pig pen from Snoopy.
That's kind of fun.
And I was really trying to understand what they were protesting. They're saying it was to raise awareness for a trial involving the alleged theft of pigs from a factory farm.
Oh, where is this at?
What? This game was in San Francisco.
So, okay, so now I'm reading that the protesters, after they got tackled off the field...
Yes, Bobby Wagner lit them up.
Yeah, they went to the police, and now they're trying to find police reports because they were blatantly assaulted by Rams players. What?
Correct.
Fam!
You know when you streak that if they catch you, you're getting taken down. You know, that's part of the deal.
Well, yeah.
They ran right by two Rams, and one of them, Bobby Wagner, just lowered his shoulder and dropped the dude. Now you're going to sue also?
They might have a case.
Listen, I have seen situations. I'm not going to lie. This wasn't one of them. But I have seen situations where streakers got it so bad that I was like, nah, that wasn't cool,
that
man.
Was OD, bro.
Y'all went too hard, bro.
Yo, if you're going to run out on the field in a football game with people who are amped up, teed up, doing a contact sport, and you think you're going to run across said field and you're not going to get teed off on, or somebody ain't going to tackle you, or something ain't going to happen.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You haven't been paying attention. If you're an activist and you think this is how you want to get attention.
Right.
It could be at a dodgeball tournament.
You're getting laid out.
You're getting laid out.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
At a football game where part of the sport is laying people out. Come on, fam.
Well, and you messing up our momentum. I might lower the shoulder on you, too.
Congratulations. You played
Stopping
yourself.
Stopping the game for you. Was the person naked?
Was he naked? Was he in his underwear?
No, he was wearing a shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
I had that.
That was it?
I didn't know Laura was going to get me with the streaker.
You just jumping on Laura's bandwagon.
No, I swear. Wow.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo.
Mad at Lotto. It's crazy, bro.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
BET Awards giving Lotto the Song of the Year award over Kodak Black's Super Gremlin song will go down as a bigger mistake than when the Grammys gave Macklemore a Grammy over Kendrick. If your brain thought that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
On so many levels, it makes no sense. Super Gremlin, you're comparing to Good Kid, Mad City?
Wow. Play that Joey Badass from the BET Awards. You got that in your Serato? You got that from yesterday.
Yeah.
So, gotta get that on.
But it didn't air yet, right?
No, it aired Tuesday night.
Oh, it aired Tuesday. Oh,
congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, you was in Yom Zone.
Yum, 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 yum.
Joey Badass, listen up, people. Calling out all rappers right here on this record. Shout to Static Selector.
Yeah.
How much time they got, Rosenberg, before we get in the House of Dragons?
I think we should already start.
Monday.
Monday, what happens Monday? We could start like having specific dialogue.
Yeah, Monday. You gotta give us people that are late at least the weekend. You gotta give us at least a hey, listen, guys, this is it.
What episode are you guys on?
We just finished 7.
Damn.
Oh my god, seven already?
That's been 7 weeks already.
Laura, you might have to cancel apple picking this weekend. Just been oh, 7 hours.
Apple picking's gonna be lit for us this weekend. We got the whole squad going on. So
Laura, you guys doing a big group apple picking adventure?
I mean, parents, you know what I'm saying? My niece. You know, Laura's niece, Issa. You know what I'm saying? We outside,
that's
baby.
Happening over this weekend, right?
Saturday.
So Laura's not going to be able to catch up, bro. It's not happening.
No.
I've only seen 2 episodes.
Well, she got Saturday night when she gets home.
Not going to do it.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Young Baby Light's going to be so overjoyed with apples. She's going to be making applesauce, apple treats.
Now, you can't. But here's the deal when you go
apple. By the way, apple. Everything's apple.
You can't come home from apple picking and then get straight to baking apple pies.
You can't.
Because then you got to skin the apples. You got to cut them up. I mean, it's a lot going. That's a long day.
That's a long
day. You buy the apples. This is what we do in our house.
Buy the apple pie?
We buy the apple.
Right.
All
right?
We get all the stuff. But right. I like my apples chilled. You know what I'm saying? So that we can make apple sauce.
Okay.
And can that.
That's nice.
As well as make apple pie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we put the apples in the fridge for a sec. Then probably next weekend we get to cooking.
That sounds right.
You know what I'm saying?
And don't you want them to soften up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, when you bake them, they're going to soften up.
Right. They've softened up. I've never baked an apple pie.
Apple pie is really not that hard, guys. It's really not.
You guys, just so you know, Ebro's quite the baker. He makes slamming mac and cheese.
Yeah, man, I could do a couple things.
Do you make the crust, too? The crust isn't hard to
make? No, we buy the crust. We ain't that. I ain't that.
You're not going there. I ain't that guy. Bridge too far.
Do we really know about the mac and cheese?
Why? You don't think he makes it? He just brought
I've
it in that one
it.
Day?
I've heard about it with the breadcrumbs. He's talked a lot about this.
He made mac and cheese one Thanksgiving, and slamming. He brought some in, Sean. It was like five cheeses. As anti-cheese as he is, it was the cheesiest.
I know he's like five cheeses.
Yeah, he brought the cheese.
I'm just questioning the apple pie. He says it's so easy.
He's very cheesy.
He's not trying to prove it to you, Johnny.
I know.
Yeah,
he feels established. Look at him. He's the most confident I've ever seen him. Ebro lies a lot, and when he lies, he protests. He's not even saying anything.
He's like,
he feels confident.
Call right now, 802-239-997 DJ Josh.
It's DJ John. DJ John.
Johnny?
DJ John.
Big talk.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Accurate.
Johnny.
DJ John. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, do we have the audio of DJ John yesterday completely losing his mind?
Wait, what?
Let me hear it. This happened yesterday on the program after Aaron Judge hit home run 62, and the Braves, the division rival of the Mets, clinched the division, and the Mets seem to be slipping. Wow, here is DJ John from yesterday.
I told you, Mets fans, you garbage Mets fans, you won't stand a chance in this city. This city belongs to the New York Yankees, the Bronx Bombers.
Wow.
Don't ever play that stupid ass steam song they have over there.
Exactly.
That one. That's right. That
Queens,
one calls
what
you.
Up?
See, y'all got too hype. Hold on. Y'all got too hype off that song. Y'all got too hype. You got the trumpet player playing in the stadium.
He went straight carpet.
What happened? Y'all lost the lead, bro. Y'all lost the lead. And what happened? Y'all lost the lead. Now you're playing for the wild card. What happened? Y'all were the biggest team in the city, right? Right? Now what happened?
Yo, I'm letting him
My
finish.
My man, A-A-A-Ron, Aaron Judge, hit a home run, his 62nd home run last night.
That's right.
Okay, he didn't do it at home, but he did it in Texas.
Whoa. Wow. John had something to say yesterday, didn't he?
Wow. First of all, A-A-Ron is actually Aaron Hicks, not Aaron Judge.
Oh,
second,
let me hit him with something.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Second of all, what's wrong with you, man? What did they do to you? Why are you so... You grew up... Usually when you see hatred like this, Ebro, it's from Mets fans who grew up and who are John's age because it was all
they've
Yankees.
They've never had nothing.
Then it was the Yankees killing them in high school, college, whatever it was. Your whole life has been a glorious run. Why are you treating the Mets fans like this?
Yo, man. Love everybody.
That's where you're at today.
Now it calms down.
That's where you're at today.
Y'all better be good.
Well, and that's why his tone today is much different, because it's set in.
It's playoff time now.
And now he was like, wait a minute, this could go really bad.
But I knew yesterday, and I said yesterday, we start brand new. We're at zero.
Everybody's at zero.
Well, the ones who made it to the playoffs. Well, you know, the people that go to the wild card, those teams, and the people who play in the division. So this, you know, there's...
Oh, so you're still taking a shot at the Mets right there.
Listen, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Mets get cracking. 8:07, first pitch against the Padres. Now, listen, the Padres ain't as... It's not a great matchup. They're very...
They're dangerous.
They have a lot of talent on that team. It's not necessarily the team you want to play, but...
it's not what you want.
They'll be at Citi Field, 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Ayana, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
You all right?
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Where you at?
I'm good.
Where you at?
On my way to work.
Okay, all right. You want to shout the job or something?
Tiffany's.
Oh, can I get that discount, though? You know what I'm saying? I need a little holiday gift, though.
What?
Yeah, I got
She said she works at Tiffany.
Yo, she's at 50. How many percent you said?
50.
Hang on. This is quid pro quo. We're not even playing the game right now. We got the inside track. What you need?
Give her the ticket.
What you need?
He's crazy.
John, I don't care what you do on this segment. Woman about to get Mary J. Blige tickets. Ayana, listen carefully. Answer this question super fast from Laura Stiles.
All right. Answer this question. What company is known for the red and white can of chicken noodle soup and other flavors?
Campbell's?
Yeah. Correct.
Listen, Ayana, even if you would have said the wrong answer, you was right.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got this.
She got it. DJ John, what company inspired the Campbell soup label?
McDonald's.
It's actually Cornell, the Cornell University football team, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Who'd have thunk it?
Inspired.
Once again, didn't matter. Ayana, you got Mary J. Blige tickets. We was just going through the motions. Woo! You know what I'm saying? You in the building. Now, don't act funny when I shoot you an email after this. Set up these holiday gifts for the team. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Ooh-wee. Put your orders in. Hang on, Ayana.
Put your orders in.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what up?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Diddy addresses his comments about his support on Kanye West and his White Lives Matter t-shirt. Coming up next.
Discrepancy at the Darden Estates at my house right now. My lady just hit me and said, I don't know why you're making it sound like you make the apple pie.
You see what I'm saying?
You see what I'm
saying? All that confidence you saw, we don't know. We don't know.
So you fake bacon.
Yo, wow. Cash One, 97 minutes commercial free. Ma, I don't know why you up here trying to text me all this slander right now.
You know what I'm saying? We know who makes the apple pie.
My lady's at home
ready
for work. She ain't coming on the radio. Otherwise, I would bring on the box. But she ain't talking to y'all, but she know who making the apple pie. She know.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's interesting, too, because I remember being very young, and my mom was on my head, because I used to fight a lot. Like, I used to get in a lot of fights, and a lot of it was because...
The racists.
Well, started with me being called the N-word in kindergarten.
Which, if it's your first time listening to this show, was a very shaping moment in Ebro's life.
Well, yeah, because, A, I wasn't even quite sure why it was a big deal when it happened, but everybody on the playground was like, oh, so it immediately put me into, I'm taking this dude's face off.
I got to do something.
And then, of course, my father coming to the school, trying to meet with the other kid's parent, and then the other kid's parent didn't want to meet with my father.
I mean.
Try to act like nothing happened.
In defense of the other kid's parents, I would be scared to meet with your father.
Yeah, but it was with the administration, it was a school. My pops
wasn't
trying
to roll up.
He was actually trying to do the right thing.
Right. That sounds.
That's not even who he was.
Yeah. If you said your dad wanted to meet with someone, I would assume it was like on some back corner.
Nah, he was like, right. Yo, you know, I want to meet the principal. You know, Shani's going through it right now.
Yeah, that's facts.
Where you're just showing up to be, hey, I'm the dad, I'm the parent.
I'm present.
Y'all see me?
Well, let's talk.
And by the way, my dad was the type that first day of school showing up to meet the principal.
Right.
Who's your teacher? He was that type.
Okay,
when he wasn't in jail.
Right, when he wasn't in jail. So the parents never met, you were saying?
Never met. But anyway, I fought a lot, and it was very young. And we, you know, obviously I'm old. We didn't have social media. My father and mother would tell me, yo, everything you do is being tracked. Every grade you get, every time you get in trouble, they're putting it in your file. And now parents, I don't know if they're talking to their children, not only about that, meaning all of your behavior and everything you do in a school gets put in a file with your name, and as you move from school to school to school, mm-hmm. that file is there. They know what's going on. B, your kids is on social media. Are you telling your kids that everything they post is being seen and it's there? Once it leaves their phone, onto whatever platform.
You don't have control anymore. You could maybe delete it, but it could also be too late
and
could be gone and saved somewhere.
Even though it's deleted, it's not quite deleted.
Right, it still exists. It's still out there in some way. Like, how many times have we seen in the last few years, like, an athlete has a moment where they're popular. The same night they're popular, people go search their whole Twitter, find out that they said the N-word when they were 13 years old. And now they have a major setback. They have to do a whole, and they may not.
They may not psychologically be able to recover from that.
No. And they may be like, oh my God, I was an idiot. Because, yo, 12 and 13-year-olds like to say things that they're not supposed to say.
It's fun to do bad things.
They get off on it, on being like, I remember doing that. Like, people's making jokes that you're like, ooh, we shouldn't be saying this, but we will.
That's right.
You can't.
Now early trolling early.
Early, but it was in a, you know, a house with your friends or whatever. Now people are doing it on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. And I you're right. I don't know if parents are having the conversations with their kids.
Well, if you're not, I got a button for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And maybe you're a parent that didn't really know that literally every screw up or accomplishment and everything in between about you as a human being, when you enter a school system, private or public, they're identifying who the outliers are in both in a good way and a bad way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Right? To say, okay, we need to put this person in a different type of program because they are excellent in some way. They have a gift in some way. Mm-hmm. Or we need to figure out a way to manage this behavior over here because this person doesn't fit into the boxes that we've made and we need to make a new box or figure out how to keep mm-hmm. them from becoming an issue to the larger organization.
Right.
That's happening to your kindergartners mm-hmm. right now. Hmm. And that's the world, really? By the way. What do you think your resume is? What do you think references are when you go to get a rental apartment or get a job? Mm-hmm. Same thing. They're going to call somebody and go, does this person have the credibility to say whether or not I'm going to trust this person at this job or not?
But
That's what credit is.
But all the things that you just referred to are things that I think parents more actively are thinking about versus these social media things that are sliding. If you're not up on your kid's social, if you're just like, oh, I don't know, they're on their phone all day, you better find out what they're tweeting and what they're posting.
Some people just let their kids loose. Oh, they're on TikTok all day. Well, what are they consuming?
What are they looking at?
What are they posting?
What are they liking?
Right. Congratulations. You played yourself.
The Chinese government knows. You should know.
Facts.
Yeah, that's
they
facts.
Know all our behavior. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Diddy decided he needed to make a quick video just clearing up his comments about Kanye West. You know, he was on The Breakfast Club and they did ask him about you know, Kanye in his White Lives Matter shirt. And he ended up being like, you know, that he still supports Kanye West and he supports him being a free thinker. And he kind of was just tap dancing
supports
around the whole
Kanye
thing.
Kanye West. Listen, you can support someone for a thing and also think they're an idiot.
Easily.
You can say, look, if I support free speech and disagree. You see what I'm saying? Like, that level of nuance of being like, oh, he can say whatever he wants. You know, you can even go as far as say, I have love for him. He's a dumbass.
Right. I don't mess with what he said, but yeah.
I would never say that. I think that's ridiculous, stupid, and dangerous.
Well, he was getting cooked after that.
Why? Because he didn't say that.
Well, because it sounded like he was making excuses for him, so he decided to make a video to clear up the comments.
I am not about to be addressing every last thing that's going on in the world on the internet. But the thing I do have to address is this White Lives Matter t-shirt. I've always been there, and I will always support my brother Kanye as a free thinker. But the White Lives Matter t-shirt, I don't rock with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with it. And with the press and what fashion is doing, thinking it's a joke. But right now, all America has planned for us is poverty, incarceration, and death. So before I could get to any other lives matter, which all lives matter, you know what I'm saying? That Black Lives Matter, don't play with it. If you can't, don't wear the shirt, don't buy the shirt, don't play with the shirt. It's not a joke.
I mean,
well, that was unequivocal. I mean, I still really want Puff to take a nap. Like, I desperately
want. You feeling like you sound sleepy?
Really? The man sounded asleep. I need him to take a nap.
It definitely sounds like his New York run was.
Yo, bro.
He came to the city and was nonstop.
He's can't stop, won't stop. But
yeah, that's probably why he's out of here now. He came through. He did some interviews, some parties. Didn't Trends have a party with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
He shot by Flex.
He came by Flex, made a movie, did that convo with the Breakfast Club, and dipped out. So, you know, go get some sleep. Go on home and don't post for like another 5 days. Straight sleep time.
Yeah, but he put himself accident. He kind of gets the button because he put himself in a bad spot because like the day before Kanye's White Lives Matter thing, like a day or two before, Diddy posted on Instagram a video of him like, I just got off the phone with my brother Ye. I love Ye. I'm soaked. He got me so hyped right now. That's my brother. Like, he went in on his love for Kanye.
That's right.
Literally 24 hours later, your man shows up with a White Lives Matter shirt with Candace Owens. So.
Well, that's the paradox that many people are in when you begin to trust these individuals who are what is known as scam artists.
Grifters. The grifters.
The grifters. They're going to do whatever it takes, trolls, grifters, and scammers, do whatever it takes to stay hot. They don't care about the repercussions of people's feelings and things like that, and they disguise it under artistic expression and free speech, when really it's just about selling T-shirts and staying hot. And now that y'all know that Kanye, isn't he going independent with his fashion? Mm-hmm. The Gap deal's up and the Adidas deal's all that. So he's got to create this next wave around things that are independent and figure out what that is.
At your Flash and Light, Jabbar. The time is 8:07. Today's a high of 73 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
You know, there's some people out here that's so over Kanye West. Laura Stiles is one of them. That story right there was a struggle for Laura Stiles. Y'all couldn't see her face.
I'm not far behind.
You're right there. What are you talking about?
I'm leading the charge.
I want to talk about that coming up, though. How hard it is to stay away from the loudest nonsense available. Because everybody struggles with it. Like, there's literally something going on in your world right now that is complete nonsense. You don't want to have any emotional tie to it. But literally everywhere you turn, friends, family, coworkers, whatever, it keeps being brought up. If you're on social media, boom, you jump in and see what's going on. That's what people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, this is stupid.
Not important. And there's other important things going on, man.
Keep it locked, man. We're going 97 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I want you to call right now, 800-223-9797. How old were you when you realized that all of your school, all of the good things and the bad things that you've done in life were being tracked by the systems? And I'm not talking about algorithms, but maybe that's part of it too for you. I'm talking about literally if you got into a fight in high school, it was in your file. Your behavioral file at the school.
I didn't think it really mattered after high school to keep it a buck. Like, I didn't get suspended for fighting, right?
Right.
But if I did, I didn't think that mattered in the real world if I was in high school, right? If I got in a fight in the 10th grade or I did a lot of detention in the 11th grade, that once I got into college and got into the real world, that this was going to affect my work life. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
Does it?
That was my thoughts.
Well, and it might not.
It may not.
It may not.
I'm not saying there's a direct correlation between high school behavior and you getting a job.
Right.
But there could be if all you had was a high school diploma and they wanted some character references for a job.
Possibly, right.
And when they say we want character references, they're basically saying we want credible individuals that can tell us that your character is quality.
Right.
Which means if you're a high school graduate and that's all you got, who you could turn into?
Right.
I can tell you when I knew.
School, when did you know?
I was in seventh grade. My aunt used to work in the office. After school was over, I used to go to the office and wait. And, you know, we used to go home together. But sitting there, I would see all the files and I'm like, yo, they got everything from when I was in kindergarten here.
See?
They keep everything. Well, back then they used to keep everything with paper, but
yeah,
I'm sure
but now.
Yeah,
it's all digital.
Yeah. That's more dangerous, though. The digital, because the papers, you can lose. Papers get lost all the time. Digital, though?
When did you learn that they're keeping track of all your behavior? Fights in high school, good grades, bad grades. Nicole, when was it?
Well, it was when I was in public school. They got a system called the OR system in DOE. That follows you through history. Then, from there, working for the city, for NYPD, all that comes up, too.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. Run that back. So, boom, the DOE files, the police department could pull up.
Yes. If you got in trouble, your whole history, when you go to work for NYPD, your whole history will come up. If you ever been in trouble because you got to get fingerprinted, all that comes up.
Right.
It tells your character what type of person you are. So, it follows you.
Wow, they must really look past a lot.
For real.
Yes, it's called the OR system.
How do you spell? What do you ORE? Is that what you're saying?
ORS.
ORS system. Wow.
I mean, yeah. Right. I mean, I'm sure that follows you. Imagine if you want to become like an FBI agent or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I would imagine anything that you're fingerprinted for, yeah. But I didn't know.
Well, don't you get fingerprinted when you show up to elementary school?
No.
Nah.
You don't? Don't they have a fingerprint program for kids in the public school system?
Nah,
fam,
I'd be
you
tight.
Get fingerprinted when you're born, but, fam.
Well, that part.
But a couple of years, the NYPD did try to have a young kid fingerprinting system.
And the parents was like, hell
yeah, when they were like,
no.
Oh, we're just gonna do this in case kids get lost or something.
Yeah, that's
remember
what I thought.
That?
They, yeah,
that
that's
was a couple
what I
was
talking
ago.
About.
That happened a couple years ago. Yeah.
Nah, fam.
When did you find out that all your behavior was being tracked, Melina?
So it was 5 years ago when I was 42, 43 years old.
And how did you find out?
And the reason I got a job at a school and now I'm the registrar and I keep track of it all.
So you see.
And you're
so,
like, yo, they've been watching us from little.
Yes. And I can tell you, like, everything. So I'm the one sending off these records. So anything conduct related, I send off to any school that requests it. We, at least in my state, we keep a copy for 10 years. Wow. And also, please keep in mind, so if you call your child's school to report an absence, tardy, anything like that, we are reporting the exact reason why. You tell us that they have the bubble guts, that's what we're putting in the system.
They have bubble guts.
So you had bubble guts in the 10th grade.
Yes. Wow. Keep it minimal. They don't feel well. It's a personal issue. Don't go too much into detail.
I'm just trying to think of the mom who calls the school when she talks to the school. I'm sorry, and why will David not be there? Oh, you know he got bubble guts.
Kaz, when did you find out that they was tracking everything you was doing, behavior, everything?
This was in eighth grade. I'm from the Bronx, New York, and basically I had gotten in trouble, had caught a charge, and they arrested me in school. Mm. And it was robbery and assault. So basically, they kicked me out of the school. The school had an order of protection on me, which I didn't know a school could do. Wow. So I was out of school for a month because my record from all the other incidents that I had gotten into before that, they were like, no school wanted to take me. So my family's Caribbean. We Jamaican. So my aunt was like, no, sir. So we went down to the Board of Education, and she was like, yo, listen, he's been out of school for a month. Y'all going to put him somewhere, or I'm suing y'all for educational neglect.
Wow.
They called up this school, and they was like, listen, y'all got to take him. It's over. We don't want to hear nothing.
But from that point on, you knew they was tracking everything.
Everything. Like, I was like, wow, y'all knew about stuff from elementary school, all that? Like,
yeah, man.
It was bad.
They've been watching you. And now that we learned that the NYPD could get into the Department of Education files, that means they triangulating all of that. Mm. Down to the parents, why your behavior's like that? Is that because of your parents? Is that because of the neighborhood you grew up in? Is that because of an uncle or cousin? Best believe they're trying to figure out who's who and what's what early. Sarah, when did you figure out it was tracking everything you did? All your behavior in high school, grades, good and bad and otherwise.
So when I was in third grade, I tried to get my teacher fired because she called my friend stupid in front of the entire class. And I got really close to getting her fired until everyone got called into the principal office and I tried to get out of it just crying. You know, like, I'm so sorry, but she called my friend stupid. And then I found out later on that all my teachers in elementary school were warned about me before I got into their class to say, like, oh, watch out for this girl.
Of course. Trying to come for her whole livelihood.
Yeah, she's going to do what she has to do. And by the way, and what did the kids say? I might be okay with them calling her stupid.
Chill, that's why you got a teacher.
Sorry.
Janine, when did you find out they was tracking all your movements, all your behavioral problems from elementary school and on?
Applying for state corrections.
Yes, that makes sense.
How, and is that recent?
Yeah, because they ask, that's recent. You know, they ask all these psychological questions and, you know, want to know everything. And you can't really lie because they got it. You know, so they just want to see what you say.
Right. Yeah, catch your ass in a lie.
Probably don't want to lie doing that.
Absolutely not. Because they know
it. In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
And you take all of those things, and I maintain that it's all a big deal. It's all challenging. But as a kid, even if you're just a little bit responsible, like I was a little bit responsible, I knew to keep a decent GPA. Mm-hmm. I didn't get in trouble. I wasn't fighting anyone. I might get in trouble for talking too much, but I was going to be fine. However, if I'd lived in an era where the freestyles I was recording on the weekend were being released to a public that I didn't even know consuming
them on TikTok, right?
Who knows how my life would have been affected? Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these kids are all doing it every weekend.
Jumping on TikTok, doing freestyles, sharing, cracking jokes that are inappropriate, throwing it up on TikTok.
Sharing pictures that are inappropriate.
Sharing pictures. Yep. And you, maybe I can just delete them. But are they really deleted?
No. And somebody gonna screen record that joint.
And look, even that little girl, she said when she was in third grade, people were like keeping an eye on her. There could be somebody watching you right now.
They absolutely are. Yo, I was fighting all the time. The only thing that saved me was I was like a happy kid. Which is why I was fighting a lot, because people hated me, because it was like, yo, why are you laughing? Shut up. What's funny? Why are you in such a good mood? And then I would just fight all the time, and I had good grades. People hate me the same way now. Nothing's ever changed.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point. And it's because you're just having a good time, man.
I'm just trying to have fun.
He's just trying to have a good old
and
time.
At your, your expense.
And he's getting...
see, that's what the problem is. That's part of it. Right, he's happy at your expense. Right.
Cast one! 97 minutes commercial free, man. We made it out of that storm over the last few days. So
bruh.
Yo, crazy, man, it wouldn't stop raining.
Would not stop.
Now the sun is back, man. It's going to be a beautiful day. What do you got, Laura Styles? I got 70.
73.
Enjoy it. Close to the weekend. It's going to be beautiful out. We're 97 minutes commercial free, and the gurus are next. Ebro in the morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Represent. Gotta represent. Represent. Gotta represent. I remember I used to have a real problem with us playing this song in the morning. Did you play the whole song right now? I wasn't listening. I was talking about...
I played a little bit of Future and a little bit of the Kendrick.
Okay.
Someone laughed the other day when someone was listening to... Oh, maybe it was Natalie. Maybe Natalie was listening to the radio and she was like, represent, gotta represent. Wow, that's the words y'all play? And I was like, what are the words? And she was like, Molly Vernon. And I was like, I totally forgot.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a straight pill-popping song.
Right. I forgot that it was changed for radio completely.
Right.
Gotta Represent is so random for 2020, whenever that came out.
Yeah, I like Gotta Represent.
No, me too. It's right up my alley. It feels like 90s hip hop. Gotta Represent.
Represent. But yeah, I wouldn't even. This song was like. I guess I have blackballed the song now that I think about it.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot of them, man.
Well, I got news for you. If you know what? It actually speaks to the fact that Ebro's not as powerful as people claim because this song still rang off.
Massive.
And we did not support it at all.
Well, yeah, I'm not playing Molly Percocet all morning.
It's
what?
Crazy.
What are you talking about? At 8 a.m.?
Right.
See.
What planet are we on?
I told y'all, Ebro blocking people out here. That's why why cats who went platinum now sold 14 records their first week. Not because of constant bad press that makes them look terrible.
Nah, it's never the bad press. It's always someone else's fault.
It got to be.
It's always... Listen, my favorite thing is... Artists on the come up. We all see this. Man, I built this myself, man. Me and my fans. You know what I'm saying?
It's my people.
Built this. Me and my people. We came together. We made this movement. And we here now. Soon as things get slow. Yo, how come nobody's supporting my music, DJs, radio, media? And I'm like, well, you got here with you and your fans. Y'all built it yourself.
I thought you had a whole mob. Because some people do.
Yeah.
Some people do. Like a cat like Russ. Russ doesn't need us.
At all. Real.
Never will. We could play a song sometimes, but he doesn't need us. Other cats out there, you may need people.
But if it's you and your fans, and you got fans.
So what's up?
Why are you mad at us?
You think if we didn't play Beyonce's last record, no one would go out and buy it? She has her people.
Yo, let's go. The gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Everybody needs to push,
the guru,
man.
Laura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite to shine the light.
Ooh, the gurus unite and to burn shine the sage. Light.
Go ahead, Shani. Burn it up.
Cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs our help.
Feeling very clear.
That's right.
After atoning yesterday for the sins of the year.
Speak on it.
Some of the sins, by the way, listed in there are a little too far. I was like, I don't need these ones, but I'll go ahead and read it.
Some people might.
Some people might. Committing evil and deceit.
That's right.
You haven't deceived anyone? I mean, there's levels.
There's levels.
Yeah, I'm sure I've deceived on some level. On some level. I mean, like, I said I was doing something when really I just didn't want to go to whatever I said I was going to go to, or, you know, like,
Was it last year when you found, what was the mouse's name in your house?
Leroy.
Leroy the mouse?
I don't deserve anything wrong with
Leroy. You deceived Leroy. You deceived him.
No, I don't think so. What do you mean, Leroy? How so? I took him to the park. He was released.
Yeah, he was looking for shelter, man.
I'm sorry,
Leroy. He found the tree.
Homeless.
Nah, bro, you put him out there with the birds and the squirrels. I'm saying Leroy was trying to, he had himself a little plush Upper West Side little enclave.
Listen, man.
Leroy didn't pay rent. He has to get out of here.
Yeah, see, Laura, you might need to repent, Laura.
If Leroy didn't run across my wall like that, we might not have a problem. But when I saw a gray thing just go across the wall, I said, no, this is not, I will not sleep a wink until this guy moves out.
Leroy
we
was
found
a,
him home.
He wasn't a home. He was a house mouse. You put him on the
exactly.
jungle.
Exactly. Evil and deceitful. I'm glad you observed Yom Kippur
house
yesterday.
House mouse.
Okay, guys. Hey, Guru. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. I was in an almost 3-year relationship. This is an interesting one.
Okay.
And short, Laura, I won't even lose you. The man suddenly stopped communicating with me 2 months ago.
What?
Backstory. When we met, I weighed about 200 pounds with a big butt and large, thick thighs, which he absolutely loved.
I like it.
The man is physically fit and looks great. So over the years, I started getting a little exercise in just for fitness. I had no plans on losing weight, just wanted to be healthy. But in the process, I lost about 40 pounds. He complained every day, asking me, when am I going to put the weight back on? Then I noticed he slowly started drifting away, not contacting me as much.
I mean, he wanted thickums. He wasn't delivering.
The conversation slowed. No more texting. We were talking about future plans and what we wanted. I thought we were solid. He talked about marrying me all the time.
Oh, that's right.
I really don't know why he stopped talking to me. I am hurt and disappointed. Do you think the reason he's no longer interested is because of the weight loss? Is it that he no longer finds me attractive? Should I reach out to see what happened, or should I just let it go and move on? FYI, I'm 45 years old, nurse with 4 kids. He's 48.
It's highly possible. He was physically enamored by you, and the icing on the cake was that you were a cool chick.
Was the cake? Oh,
was
the,
well, no, it was like, oh, you're a cool chick, and you got the cakes.
Right.
That was the icing on the cakes, was that you're
a cool chick.
And now you don't got cakes. And so it's like,
You got
now she has buns of steel. Good for her. I mean, listen.
That you dodged. It sounds like you dodged a bullet.
Right.
Yeah. If he was, if that's a guy who was legit talking about marrying you and then slowly ghosted because you got healthier, I get being bummed out. Okay. My ex girlfriend in high school, guys, I don't know if you know this. My high school sweetheart had breast reduction while we were together.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I wasn't throwing a party to celebrate, but what I do, got in line and supported. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was tragic in many, many ways. But I supported. Like, the idea that you had plans with someone for real and they would ghost. I think Ebro's right. You dodged a bullet if that's what happened, man.
Definitely did.
Right.
But I'm sure that brings a level of insecurity, a consistent question mark. I mean, I don't know how you get over that. That's time.
You should be proud that you lost 40 pounds. And you should take your new buns of steel and go find yourself someone who loves you for you. Okay?
Yes. I mean, you sound like a great girl, and because usually when someone wants to marry you, it's more than just looks.
Physical,
you know what
right.
I mean?
It has
physical,
to be.
And to me, it sounds like you're like this is a plus. You know, usually it's the opposite.
Yep, exactly. So you did something good, and you got punished for it. Nah, that's not what you want. Now the question: should she ask him what happened, or just move on?
Like, do you think she needs closure? I mean,
she needs closure, and it sounds like she's not getting it. He disappeared.
Yeah, that's the part
I'm saying.
That may stick with you if you don't ask.
That's going to take some time.
Here's the thing about closure. You ain't always going to get it.
That's right.
And when you go looking for it, you actually open up a new door, which prohibits you from getting closure because now you're communicating again.
I mean, we could redirect her to gotcurved@gmail.com.
This is an episode of Curved.
It is Curved.
This is where Curved meets the Guru.
any kind of a coward, you don't want to deal with that.
And
he's not going to give. He may not even give you a real answer anyway.
Right. So to Ebro's point, the closure is going to have to come from within, because sometimes you do. I know people who are looking for closure, and then the other person passes away. So you have to figure it out yourself.
Man, you went straight to death.
Damn. Right. No, but I'm just saying how real it is.
It's real in the
field. You know, you can't rely on somebody else to bring closure to your life. You got to figure it out on your own.
That's facts.
You know, bring it full circle for yourself and move forward.
And you should be really proud of yourself, because if he's not proud of you, we're proud of you.
That's right.
40 pounds is a big deal.
Huge deal.
Gurus care if ain't nobody else care.
That's right. We here.
Y'all stole my slogan, man.
You know what I'm saying? Look. Nah, go ahead.
You're okay, though. So you don't need closure. You have the closure. You got. And by the way, here's what you can do, though. You can block his number and not communicate and just move on. You know right. what I mean? You can take control of the situation yourself.
Right. And like, you know. What's your IG?
You want to go on a validate the yams mission? Send us the IG. Let's see what you working with.
Let's see what's cracking. I mean, 200 pounds down, 40. You out here living?
Culture slowly coming over to our side, bro.
Hey,
Shawnee.
Listen,
this guy, right?
One man trash is the next man treasure. Yeah.
Talk to him. We gotta validate the yams.
Everybody, Ma.
Anonymous, just know you have options.
Are these blue check yams or not?
Just know you have options, up here. And yes, sometimes, like you say, you're not always going to get the closure that you want. But you should turn this around, because this is a positive thing. And all of us here sound like we're really proud of you. We don't even know you. So I guess I would just move on. You know what I mean? Just move on. And just know that you're doing a good thing for yourself. Okay?
That's right.
So say the gurus. Aw.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No weakness.
Some for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
That's right.
Tupac cares.
If ain't nobody else.
Don't nobody else care. Keep your head up, Ma. And send that IG. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing light report, new artist Ice Spice has to weigh in on this alleged sex tape that's floating around. We'll talk about it next.
Wow. Accurate.
Tune.
Wow.
Vibes.
Come on, Cass. Bring it home, Cass.
That's the one drop rhythm, right?
Yeah. Oh, Ebro knows his tunes, bro.
I be knowing some things here and there. You know what I'm saying? There was a time.
But Ja-Cure?
Just Sizzla?
Kalonji?
Remember when we used to bring, like, it would be like Sizzla, Sean Paul, Movado, Lil Jon, Elephant Man, out on the Parkway back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
With Bobby and Jabba.
Yo, man, you know what's one of the coolest cultural things about New York that we take for granted in some ways? I DJed that wedding last weekend, right? Yeah. Italian. Almost all Italians.
Yeah.
Long Island vibes. 30 years old. And I knew that when I hit a dance hall set, it would ring.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first thing I played was Infiltrate by Sean Paul.
Rang off.
If you do that, there are a lot of other places in this country. In most places.
They don't work.
I once hit a classic dance hall set in LA, and I was like, this isn't working.
Not at all.
And it just made me love New York. And I was like, damn, even at a mostly
white affair. That's why we live in New York. We like the culture.
It's pretty dope, man.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things we don't like, but there's so much to like. You know what I mean? And if you listen to us outside of New York, I'm sure, you know, most of the areas that listen to us outside of New York, except maybe, Portland, Oregon, and Amarillo, Texas. You know what I'm saying? They know about these New York culture vibes.
Yeah, it's a different kind of culture in Amarillo, or
you know what I'm saying? But they know
San Antone.
They respect the Caribbean culture. But yo, if you want to reminisce like an ill video, go ahead and YouTube. I think it was like 2014. Was that 2014?
No one knows what you're talking about.
On the Parkway. Okay. Eastern Parkway.
Mm.
Labor Day Parade. I think it was 2014. Or just type in Elephant Man, Little John, Eastern Parkway.
I think it's before that.
That was the time.
I think it's before that.
What year was that, Juanito?
06.
Okay.
We were there.
Yeah, I was there.
No, that's why it's before that. Because isn't that the year that Little John brought everyone out at Summer Jam, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Around the same time?
04. Wow.
It's a long time.
Wow. They shot a music video out there. The amount of people on the Parkway, just Bruh.
Hell yeah.
It was a time, man. It was a time.
Brooklyn, what up?
Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stapp.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Yep. We got tickets for caller number 9 right now. We're hooking you up with a pair of tickets to see Jack Harlow live at his Come Home, the Kids Miss You tour with the City Girls.
That's JT and Carisha, a.k.a. Young Miami.
That's right, at Barclays Center on Friday, October 7th. Caller number 9-800-223-9797. These tickets are for you. So a brand new artist on the scene, we've been supporting her, Ice Spice. She has her song Munch. Was trending yesterday.
So I was feeling you.
Because an alleged sex tape leaked. Mm. So, you know, she finally, she came on social media. I don't know if I can say this, but I'm just going to say it. She wants to clarify the whole situation. She says, you guys want them fake ass leaks to be me so bad just so you can go beat your dirty little meat to it.
Oh, Laura.
Wow.
Well, I can tell you this, Laura.
That's a hilarious response.
Young Ice Spice. Phenomenal response. And I went to look at the video. I mean, you have a curly, orange, natural hair style.
Situation, sure.
The woman in this video has the same exact hairstyle.
You're watching right now.
I'm looking at it right now. I can, and the complexion, I can see where people would think that was you. But you're saying it's not. That's fine.
By the way, who cares?
And even if it is.
Yeah, run with it either way.
Right.
Who cares?
Who cares? People are so... The way... Because I saw a clip... And the way they were trying to do it was just malicious. Like, this is the one, this is the joint that you guys are going crazy for. Like, trying to, like,
yo, fam,
come at her. The song, so sad.
The song is literally about her being like, yo, I'm not even feeling you like that. I'm just using you
for sexual things. Correct.
Like, so the fact that people are trying to say a sex tape is hers, you know, it's all par for the course. Listen, Ice Spice, man, congrats on your success so far. And the fact that people give a damn to tie you into something is a good sign.
That's a good sign.
That's your flashing light trip. The time is 8:54, high of 73 degrees, and all Chinside parking rules are in effect.
I'm a baddie. I do what I want. Lights. Zebra Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Enjoy the sunshine today. We love y'all.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.